With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Senator Tom Cotton says President Biden is wrong to say he finds fault with both sides of the anti-Israel student demonstrations.
He can't draw a strong distinction between anti-Semitic mobs on the one hand and people who understand there are civilian casualties in Gaza, but that those civilian casualties are the responsibility of Hamas, not Israel.
Senator Cotton spoke this week with Salem Radio Network. A new investigation finds that leftist billionaire George Soros is funding the agitators behind the radical anti-Israel protests nationwide. According to the New York Post, copycat tent cities at Harvard, Yale, Berkeley in California, Ohio State, and Emory in Georgia were organized by Hamas-supported and Soros-funded Students for Justice in Palestine. At three colleges, the protests are being led by paid radicals who are fellows of a Soros-funded group called the U.S. Campaign for Palestinian Rights. The radical group received at least $300,000 from Soros Open Society Foundation since 2017 and took in $355,000 from the Rockefeller Brothers Fund since 2019. Also at SRNnews.com, political pushback on a proposed ban on a type of cigarette popular with black Americans.
The Biden administration is indefinitely delaying a long-awaited ban on menthol cigarettes.
It has anesthetic properties and qualities that help mask the harshness and irritation of tobacco smoke.
The FDA says it would prevent hundreds of thousands of smoking-related deaths over 40 years. Health Secretary Javier Becerra gave no timeline for issuing the rule, saying more time is needed to consider feedback, including from civil rights groups. About 80% of black smokers use menthol. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Others say the pause is due to the fact that it is an election year. This is SRN News. President Biden sparks outrage with a gesture.
He was about to speak at a pro-abortion rally in Florida on Tuesday when he made the sign of the cross. That gesture, which dates back to early days of Christianity and is primarily associated with Catholics now, seemed highly inappropriate to many pro-lifers. Several high-ranking Democrats have been known to use religious language when promoting abortion, and the president's gesture seems to be the latest example. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man living as a woman is suing the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security after officials refused to change the sex on his driver's license. The lawsuit claims the department acted illegally by updating its policies last year without following the Tennessee Uniform Administrative Procedures Act. It requires public notice and public comment before an administrative rule is adopted. The department previously permitted a change to the sex designator on the license. This is SRN News. A new requirement for poultry producers.
At that point, salmonella will be considered an adulterant, a contaminant that can cause foodborne illness when it's detected above certain levels in frozen breaded and stuffed raw chicken products. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says this is the first time the agency has declared salmonella as an adulterant in raw poultry, in the same way certain E. coli bacteria are regarded as contaminants. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says salmonella poisoning accounts for more than 1.3 million infections and about 420 deaths each year in the U.S. Donna Water, Washington.
Instead of walking across the South Lawn to and from Marine One by himself, President Biden's now often surrounded by aides. According to Axios, the advisors say they're concerned that videos of Biden walking and shuffling alone have highlighted his age. More at SRNnews.com.